a fan, well, I guess I still am, but he's long gone, of George Burns. And George talked about sermon one time, and I remember that. And he said, you know, the best sermon is the beginning and the end, and that they are close together. That is just a joke. But I thought that was very relevant to sometimes we are different places and different things. I was thinking about Mary and finding out she was pregnant. We had the Annunciation, and Gabriel came, and she was told that she was, and went through that, you know, and then she heard that her aunt or cousin, Elizabeth, was pregnant, and she was a very elderly person, and she says, wow, I think I should go help her. We're wondering how old Mary was. I've heard hundreds of ages, a lot of times, different by different writers, but we figure about 16 maybe, and traveled a long distance. I have been privileged, my wife and I were, while I was studying for the diaconate, to go to the Holy Land, and we were in that area of the Holy Land to see it, and it's like the desert. Any of you have been to the desert or to the southwest part of our country, very tedious if you had to walk. And I was thinking about, how did Mary get there? She didn't, there was no cars or trains or anything. My Lord. But we don't look at those things. That isn't what the main emphasis is. But that's what I think of sometimes. And I think of Mary going in haste, it said, to be with Elizabeth. And when she came to Elizabeth, John, who was being about in Elizabeth's body, jumped for joy, or leaped for joy, it said. And Elizabeth knew that Mary was pregnant also just by the way John had reacted in her body, and said, wow, this is really something. The mother of the Lord is here with me. And they were together. What a sight. I was thinking of our picture with a baby in the showing a baby in a woman's stomach, and what it's like, and the times we've seen that. I've seen a couple of young children here today in the back, and it brought my mind right when we had children, young children, and some of the chaos and hardships that come with it, but the beauty of a woman giving birth. And Mary was pregnant with the most, with God, with Jesus. And what a time for them, her and Elizabeth, to be together, and Mary being there to help tend to her. Mary is, I think we've got, if you follow Mary's life as much as we have history of, from the Bible, from the scriptures, she was always kind of a servant person. Now, women during that time were not treated very well. They still aren't sometimes, I guess, being us men think we're so smart. But the idea behind, you know, she just was a servant person, served by carrying and then eventually with her husband and preparing to have a baby and can't finding a place to stay. It just amazes me. And these things, we believe, actually happened the way it is transcribed in the scriptures. So Elizabeth, and learning about motherhood a lot, I'm sure, and having somebody to be with. And then she travels that travel that I talked about back to Joseph. And then Jesus' time came. And she served while Jesus went through the growing years that we don't know a real lot about. We try to think we do sometimes, but not much until he was about 30. And then we see him growing as a helper with Joseph and then starting to be an itinerant preacher, as they say in some scriptures, and going around and reading scripture and helping people to understand what's more important than just making money or having things or being lording over persons. And I think with Mary having a child like that, I remember I was 18, and I told my mom and dad I wanted to go in the military, and they said, "Well, we'd rather you go to college now." And I said, "Well, I'll do that later. You know, I'm not worried about that." Maybe some of you have heard those conversations, and I went because I was so smart. I wonder about Jesus. Say, "Well, see you, Mom. I'm going to Jerusalem and speak to people." And whoa, wait a minute, Mary would say. And then I wonder what their conversations were like, the real human conversations. And then what he went through in his life, and then, of course, the horrible crucifixion and the way that he was treated and not believed in. And I mean, we see that all through history with different people, but never like Jesus went through. The horrible way we treated the person that came as our Savior. But Mary stood by him when, after he was crucified. And we know that very obviously she would, but she did. And then Jesus came and told her, "Come on, you got to help this, you know, our faith and take care of our children." And I read this over and over and over and just couldn't get over how real it is in today's life. Mary and Elizabeth being together, and then Jesus forming his ministry later because of Mary, and then John the Baptist, who was Elizabeth's child, dying for God, for Jesus. What a heck of a way to do things, isn't it? I mean, it's sometimes it's similar to what we're going through in the world today in some instances. I wonder why we can't ever get it to where we love God and love our neighbor and mean it. And Mary loved God and loved her neighbor and went through a very, very difficult time to help with his birth. I think of mothers, and some of you are aware, there was 9 children in our family, and my mother's a saint. Absolutely, she's in heaven, because I couldn't believe it. 4 boys and 5 girls, and we were just little monsters. And, you know, I think, but we weren't bad. We were just very active. But I think about that, and the many people here, 1 child or 10 children, but raising a child, and that's what Mary did, and a child that went to the temple and didn't tell the parents, and sounds familiar to our family. I just do things like that. Some of them were good, even, and Jesus did that. But again, Mary and Elizabeth, if we can remember that, remember the women in our history of our church, how important, and especially the Blessed Virgin. I hope we can all remember that and pray to her. And we do an active ministry here for the Blessed Virgin, but how wonderful that is for us, and hopefully how wonderful that'll be for our world, and we'll have world peace. Thank you.